7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Why can't I get this to work? Why is this not work? Okay. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Yeah, once again, it's time for The Dubious Ghost Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman. And I'm extremely messed up again today. And now my gear doesn't work. And I can't get up to fix it for a number of reasons. First of all, the cat just showed up. Hi, baby. Who's a good dingins? You're a good dingins. You want to get on the banky? Yeah, okay, so we can't do anything for a while. Pippa, where are you going? You're doing it wrong. We can't do anything for a while because I can't move very well. Okay, get in there. So now I'm assembling the kitty business pit so the cat can get into the kitty business pit. Yay, that's a good baby. You're a good dingins.
That's a costly mistake that's going to cost him.
Well, now he's going to negotiate with Nate Thrasher on the 49 and Vince Friese on the 62.
Okay.
A lot of ground, drops to six,
okay.
Exactly where he finished a week ago at A1.
I managed to figure something out.
Craig, 5 seconds out in front of six.
Right, so, by recycling the power, I hate that phrase. Oh, we have managed to do something. We've got something going on. What is happening here, Peppa? Do you know what it is? Yeah, it's motorcycle races. So, for some reason, my motorcycle races are on right now. Now, was this supposed to be on last night, or is this actually, like, live right now? This is a replay. Okay, so maybe this race did go down last night. You need to understand. A couple nights ago, I was thinking, hey, shouldn't Supercross be starting up soon? That's what we're watching here, Supercross. This is, what, the first race of the year, I guess? The 250 main event, Hunter Lawrence is in third. Where are all my guys? Steinke, hey, Steinke made it to the main event. All right. He's in 20th out of 22 riders, but that's cool. So anyway, I was thinking a couple days ago, shouldn't Supercross be starting pretty soon? And I said to myself, yeah, I should start looking for it on, like, Saturday night. And then last night I didn't remember to look for it because there was some other great stuff on. And apparently I missed it. So the cool thing is I've got my races on for the next couple of hours. Yay! So that's what I'm going to do, dingus. I'm going to watch some motorcycle racing. Let's see. What are they doing?
This is Joe Shimoda back in ninth place working on Chris Blose as his comeback story grows. 7.5 minutes remaining. So we're at the halfway mark.
All right, so here's what you need to know. I had a really bad night. I'm having a really bad day. And so, you're going to get an extraordinarily low-effort show once again today. Which is why we need to hear about this cow that likes to swim and ride jet skis. Some kind of aqua cow? I don't understand what's happening here.
Ollie's favorite human is his daddy.
It was just a hot day.
Yeah, good boy.
Ollie was just standing in the water.
You gonna swim?
All of a sudden, Ollie took a leap and started swimming right out to me.
Okay.
He swam around the dogs a couple times doing circles. As soon as I had hands on him, he stopped swimming. He just laid his head over my shoulder and allowed me to hold him. It was really neat. Ollie just loves being in the water, cooling off on those hot days. When Ollie's wore out, he would lay his head on your shoulder and fall asleep.
Look at Ollie swim.
It's a swimming cat.
Oh, where's Daddy? Ollie, good swimmer.
Okay. Ollie has his two brothers, Huck and Chewy,
which are dogs.
They wrestle and play 24/7.
Okay.
Ollie loves to go and explore with his brothers, and they usually stay close to him.
There you go, just run over your brothers.
So a lot of things that Ollie gets to do or experience is because one of his brothers did it first.
Ollie did whatever the dogs did. The dogs.
This is a cow that thinks it's a dog, and since it always is hanging out with dogs, it has to do dog stuff. So when dogs get on the boat, the cow gets on the boat. When the dogs jump in the water, the cow jumps into the water. What?
Going on a boat is his normal life.
Cows on boats.
Ollie just lays back and relaxes and takes it all in, and it's right where he belongs in life.
On a boat.
When Ollie gets hungry,
good, Ollie?
If you're eating, Ollie's all in your face.
Hey.
No. Okay, he's a food
Ollie
snake.
Is a beggar, and he doesn't stop until he gets some.
Like my cat? Like you? Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Chewy absolutely loves to ride on anything that I'm on. Ollie also loves to ride on the jet ski.
Okay, it's a cow on a jet ski.
He basically just sat on the one side with his front legs over the seat, and we went. Ollie acted like it was nothing, that he was supposed to be on there. He was just calm and relaxed.
Okay, now I've seen it all. Cow on a jet ski.
It was time to get him off. He just stood up there. He wasn't in no hurry to get off. For us, Oliver Dale is like having our own kid. Ollie is just full of love, life.
The name of this cow. The name of the full name of this cow is Oliver Dale. Oliver Dale is known to ride jet skis because that is perfectly natural cow behavior. Yeah. Okay. Yay for cows.
Mama, you're a cow eating good chow, playing in the barn, gonna go be milked twice Tuesday to put dairy in our cup. That's what's up, nutrients, protein, strong bones, yup, singing, we will milk cows. We will milk cows. Baby, you're a newborn, fragile, mooing nice and cute, but your mama might stomp on you, get poop on your face, have sick days, that's why we gotta move you to a safe place. We will milk cows. We will milk cows. Farmers love their cows, trust me now, go and visit a farm. They live there in peace each day, these myths that they face, utter disgrace. Somebody needs to know the true story today. We will milk cows. We will milk cows. We will milk cows. We will milk cows. We will milk cows.
Very good.
Oh, you gotta have a bad pun at the end. Oh my God, that was the Peterson brothers once again with their farm-based humor and songs about milking cows. We will milk cows. That is something that we do as human beings. But as a lactose intolerant person, I'm not going to be milking any cows. I'm obviously going to have to find some other use for cows. And the first thing that comes to mind is, of course, racing. So, you know, come to Tobe's cow races. Yeah, I don't know. The good news is I'm drinking tea. It's weak though. It's very weak because this is what, like the, I don't know, 85th infusion on this batch of leaf, and it's, I didn't feel like, well, the truth of the matter is when I was trying to make tea, I couldn't really, you know, get the tea. So I just said, whatever, I'll just drink leaf water. I know what you're thinking. Tub, isn't all tea just leaf water? No. No. You don't know leaf water. I'm not doing super great. But that's okay. Not every day can be the greatest day ever. Gotta save up my great days, because I got two great days coming up in a row here in another, oh good, 10 days. First of all, my new year starts soon, and then the day after my new year is Marmot Day. Yes, two great holidays back to back, like some kind of double feature. But
banana. Oh, blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
No, there will be no banana cha-cha. Only because I just found a rugby game. What rugby is going on right now?
Frawley won't want to see that one again.
I don't, what?
In the
what
review, having done all the hard work, just couldn't find his man. And it's Aprizetsi, the Georgian international scrum half playing for Montpellier, who relieves the pressure. But Frawley, beautiful line.
Yeah, he just used the defenders or the attackers outside him. As a foil, and then through that audacious dummy through the gap, and
wow,
he just held it a fraction long. Didn't
that
he?
Was an audacious dummy. What am I seeing though? Okay, we're watching Montpellier play somebody whose abbreviation I do not recognize. This is in fact, I was going to say, this is in fact rugby union. Is this rugby union, or is this sevens? You want to start counting players, Tobe? This is not sevens. Okay, so we're watching rugby union, not rugby league. Here's a try.
And it is good enough. Conan is there. The effort from Vesey to make the tackle, but nothing he could do. Jack Conan out wide, not 3 minutes on the clock, but points on the board for Leinster.
Brian was just finishing to explain Leinster. How they got torn up in the play before, and in the blink of an eye later...
Montpellier versus Leinster. Yeah, okay. And what's that in the background? Are we hearing Chelsea Dagger?
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Okay. Okay, enough of that. Although that is funny, we need to turn on some gear here because... it's synth time. Yay, synth! All right, so that was fun. Let's adjust some gain here. And do a thing for some stuff. And maybe, just maybe, I might need to pour some more tea. Oh, that looks pretty good. Because I gotta tell you what I did. Oh... I gotta show you this thing that I did. So last night, I was sitting here drinking tea. That reminds me of something else I should tell you before I go on. I got an email from Booper about 20 minutes ago. His, and I quote, "My fake 808 came." So, he bought one of those 808 clones, and it arrived today. So he's having fun. He's playing synth. He's acquiring a lot of synth gear. Why is Booper acquiring so much synth equipment? Drum machines and modules and all this fun stuff. I don't know. He's going for some synth superiority, some overwhelming firepower, but... that's not what we're here to talk about. Well, we're here to talk about overwhelming synthesizer firepower, yes, but not Booper's. Mine. Because this is my synth right here. Everybody needs some synth. Last night I was messing around and I decided to repatch the Bit Collider. And I started plugging stuff into stuff and other things into other things. And I thought... okay, what do I want? And I thought to myself, all right, well, I want like a triangle LFO to change wave shapes, and I want square wave LFO, which is really a clock, to modify the rate while it's happening, and the timbre can go to something. You know, basically, I just messed up with a whole bunch of stuff, did some really weird crap, and this is what I got. Which one is the gain? Okay, yeah, so this is really damn weird, and it's generative, it's feeding itself, it's doing weird crap, and I thought, okay, this is fun, but what would happen if we fed it some clock? What if we took the clock out of the synthesizer and we plugged it into the Bit Collider, and then we used the clock to reset the LFO? Then we end up with something like this. Let me turn it back up here. And now, clock. And now I will turn the clock off. And now I turn the clock back on. Yeah, that's pretty weird. And I like pretty damn weird. So what then happens if we actually add some symphomosizer? Since we have the clock running, we might as well turn some oscillators up, right? Let's throw this in. Okay, got it. So let's power the bit collider. And hit the clock. Okay, all I can say is, that's awesome, and I wish I would have had that 30 years ago, when I was doing this stuff. Yeah, back in the day, back when I was around 19, 20 years old, yeah, I was about 19 when it all started. This is another long story that you really don't want to hear, I'm sure. The Beginnings of My Experimental Music Career by Tobe. A very exciting book. And I'm just wishing I had this crap then. Would have made my life easier, but this is awesome. I'm going to have to use this for something, but I don't know what. Clearly, this is not a Blair the Airport project. This is a project for my other band, Tepid Pejorative. Now, oh, can I reach? Yes, okay. I had to reach far and reach into this box to grab this. And I'm going to need another little patch cable here. So we're going to grab a patch cable and what we're calling the temporary molt, which is just a splitter. Because here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking what we need to do now is we need to add some drums. Because we need to add drums to everything, don't we, Tobe? Yes, we do. So, how am I doing this again? What's happening here? Okay, so yeah, some effort needs to be expended here. Now, I gotta plug in some stuff. So the first thing we need to do is let's get the drums. And for drums today, we're just gonna be using the old pocket operator because I don't have any of the drums handy. I have put the 303 back on the shelf. I'm not using the 303. We need clock. We need audio output. Okay, audio is good, I think. Audio is low. Let's get some gain going here, kids. I got gain. That's enough for now. And now we need to do this clock splitter trick, which requires two hands. So I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't have to put the microphone down. I can just be extra coordinated and smart because I'm a smart monkey. Clock goes back into synthesizer. This cable comes out to here. And now what, Tobe? We gotta sync it up, do the syncy bits. Is this synced? Yes. Yes, it is. So, let's bring some levels down so we don't clip everything. Let's turn on the bit collider. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's adjust the mix appropriately. That rim shot is hotter than hell. All right, and now we have a thing. Okay, so it should be fairly obvious to everyone that I've got some kind of weird electro-goth thing going on here. And I need Alexis, the eyes girl from the store, to be singing on top of this. And I would have a good act. A good show. But yeah, this is weird. Obviously, these drums, this drum pattern that you're hearing is for my other thing. For a different project. If I were to change these drums, they would probably go fairly well with this crazy noise. This just needs a different drum beat, and it might actually sound like something. Maybe put in some better synth. But, yeah, so this is a thing. Huh. Yeah, so what to do? What to do? I think I'm going to have to record something with this setup as it is, because it's just so weird and so flavorfully tasty. And the funny thing is I'm just using the synth stuff that I've been using for the other thing, which is the stuff for the thing that is this, remember? Oops. Yeah, not real sure what I'm going to do with that either, but I got a little bit of a thing for that. And now I'm getting distracted because my two different music projects are now competing for space in my brain. What do I want to work on? What should I finish? What do I need to get done and get producing? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you'll find out on a future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.